In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Lord in today's Gospel tells us not to worry about food and clothing, because God clothes the lilies of the field more splendidly than Solomon, and it's only grass that today is and tomorrow is not. If he had added shelter, which wasn't in this passage, I recall, he would have covered all our basic necessities. And in fact, he would also have stood at the opposite pole to the place where we live now. He says a little earlier in today's Gospel, a servant cannot have two masters. And so likewise, the ones he's speaking to, you cannot serve both God and mammon. And what is this mammon? Well, clearly from the context of the Gospel, it's us, it's our world. It's everything around us. It's the TV, it's the advertisements. It's the constant urge to want, want, want. And buy, buy, buy. You could say that President Bush, when he urged us all to go shopping after 9/11, was a kind of missionary for mammon. This is the spirit of our age, and not just of our age, but intensely of our age. And wealth, the possession of wealth, status, comfort, is the be-all and end-all. And our Lord tells us this is at loggerheads with God. It is in opposition to God. It is the opposite of what God desires of us. Well, I guess that's pretty obvious to most of us, but think about it a little bit. Because it really does go deep against the grain of that which is pushed on us hundreds of times a day. If you listen to television, watch television rather, if you listen to radio, except the public one, but that has it too, a little bit less obvious, we are exposed to hundreds and hundreds of advertisements, yes? Or just driving down the road, all those signs, hundreds and hundreds of advertisements. And all of them are telling us, buy this, buy that, get this, you're incomplete without that. You don't have sex appeal if you haven't got this. You're somehow deficient if you haven't got that. All this creation of want, of desire, around us. That's the science of advertising, which has been around a long time. And it is a science, how to manipulate us, how to push our buttons. Well, so let me say first, Then one of our purposes, you could say, in this world, in God's eyes, one of our purposes is first to say no to this. Not be bought. Not be bounced on every little whim of some Madison Avenue company. To watch our inner selves and the wants of our inner selves. To check them against what our Lord tells us in the Gospel, in the Gospels, is the one thing certain, and that is God and His Christ. And following from that, our neighbor, our fellow humans. These matter in the eyes of God, none of the rest of it does. And these will bring us into life, to life in God, into the life in the kingdom of God, life in His presence, and the other things will not. There is no life in them. They do not lead to life. They lead, finally, to a pretty corpse. A decorated coffin. Fat lot of good that'll do us. So let's remember our Master. Let's remember who calls us. Let's remember whose body is broken for us. As we hear every divine liturgy, this is my body which is broken for you. Broken, twisted, mutilated on the cross. This is my love for you. Will you not love me? This is what I do for you. Will you not do for me? And heed me and call on me at least? And speak to me? He says. So a little less communion with the television, a little more communion in prayer with God. These are the things that will bring us life and that will root us in Him, who is life, to whom is glory with the Father and the Spirit forever.